The Christian year is also called the Christian liturgical year based on our Christian traditions. The Christian year contains two cycles, the Christmas cycle, Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany, and the Easter cycle, Lent, Easter, and Pentecost. So the Christian year always begins with Advent season, then finishes with Christ the King Sunday, which was the last Sunday. Today is the very first Sunday of the brand new Christian year. Advent is a season of 4 weeks, including 4 Sundays, just before Christmas. The word Advent came from the Latin word Adventus, which means coming. Yes, the Advent season proclaims the coming of the Christ. Mainly two comings of Christ. The first coming of Christ, Christmas, of course, and the second coming of Christ, the new heaven and the new earth, is the completion of the final and ultimate kingdom of God. That is why this morning's gospel readings from the lectionary from Luke talks about the coming of the Son of Man. It's about the second coming of Christ Jesus rather than about anything about Christmas. One of the key verses from this gospel would be the verse 33. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. So, observing Advent is not merely getting ready for Christmas, which signifies the first coming of Christ. Advent reminds us of the second coming of Christ. And at the same time, more importantly, we are urged to live faithfully between the times of these two comings of Christ. We must sense that Christ comes to us continually in word and spirit throughout our lives. We must realize that we are to experience numerous and multiple times of coming of Christ through our spiritual relationships and communions with Christ. We must open our eyes and hearts to celebrate Christ's comings to our daily lives through many signs, miracles, and wonders. Of course, we go through and celebrate Advent every single year. Even though this season comes annually, it should not become a routine or mere habit or some kind of a pregame of the big event. Each year, Advent calls the community of faith to prepare for these comings with our whole hearts and joyful anticipation. Each year, you can always experience a new joy, a new discovery, a new insight, a new gratitude, and a new hope throughout the season of Advent. Each Sunday of Advent has its own distinctive theme: hope, peace, joy, and love. The liturgical color of the Advent season is purple color, okay? Which signifies both penitence and royalty, because Jesus as the newborn king, king of kings, right? The color blue may also be used during Advent. Blue is considered as a color of hope. Today, first Sunday of Advent, the theme is hope. From the scripture reading this morning, the Apostle Paul writes to the Thessalonians community of faith with encouragement and support. This community suffers persecution because of their Christian beliefs and practices. Paul expresses gratitude for this community and urges them to keep the faith and never lose hope. Probably the verses 12 and 13 would be the key verses. It says, "And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints." I came across an interesting book entitled The World Book of Hope, edited by Leo Bormans. In the book, Shane Lopez, who was one of the world's leading researchers on hope and who passed away in 2016, and he wrote on the power of hope, quote, "I used to think hope was just a warm, vague feeling. It was that sense of excitement I got before Christmas when I was a child. It lingered a while and then disappeared. Today, I have a different perspective. Hope is like oxygen. We cannot live without it. It leads to better performances, more success, and greater happiness. Overall, hope is both the belief in a better future and the action to make it happen. It gives us the power to effect the change. We create the future we want for ourselves and others." Unquote. Dr. Shane Lopez emphasizes that hope is kind of a combination of both faith and action. Agree with his definition of hope. I also believe that in many cases, the word hope can be interchangeably used with the word faith. It's not just any hope, but it's the hope in God, who loves us always and sustains us with his grace. As long as we have God, we have hope. We cannot change our certain circumstances, given situations, or what's happening around us, right? There are so many things happening beyond our control. Yet, remember, we have this hope in God. Yes, we are constantly living with hope in God between the times of the two comings of Christ. Let me show you a beautiful painting which was done by English artist George Frederick Watts in 1886. This is one of the collections of Tate Gallery in London. This gallery only holds 250 artworks at a time. This is one of the most famous ones. Can you guess the title of this artwork? Here are multiple choices. Number A, a woman with her one-string harp. B, despair. C, she's got the whole world. D, hope. E, I have no clue. Which one? Yeah, that's right. It's hope. Yes, D. In the background are the familiar outlines of the continents and oceans of planet Earth. But in the foreground is a woman seated at a harp with strings dangling helplessly from the top. Look at her. She's trying to play the tiny harp with which has only one string left. What kind of impression are you getting at first? Interestingly, one of the critics suggested that this painting's title should have been Despair. Maybe right when you look at the reality. Maybe this picture shows the world we are living in today. Every day we hear from the news that people are being killed by other people or by disasters. Every day we worry that everything is not going well in every aspect of life. Always lack of things, not enough, not satisfied. We are overwhelmed by frustrations, despairs, anxieties, and so many other problems and hardships. It's so hard to live with only one string in our harp. The harp itself is so small, so old, and so bad that it cannot make even any decent sound. Yes, this painting shows our despair, our cry, our resentment, our hopelessness. However, this is exactly a starting point of hope. Hope. Why this is called hope? The reason is that from Moses to Mary Magdalene, the harp of hope has always been a broken instrument. Hope is always almost lost, or it would not be a hope, right? Hope is plucking that one string, knowing that. Yes, hope is born in barrenness. Fast forward from 1886 to 1980s. There was a lecture on this painting, Hope, in Virginia. One of the audiences at that time was very much inspired by the theme of hope in the midst of despair. He was a pastor and preached a sermon in 1990 on hope, sharing his inspirations from the painting. He said, quote, "With her clothes in rags, her body scarred and bruised and bleeding, her harp all but destroyed, and with only one string left, she had the audacity to make music and praise God. To take the one string you have left and to have the audacity to hope, that's the real world God will have us hear from this passage and from what painting," unquote. At that time, one of the church members, a young Harvard law school student, was inspired by that sermon. Then he adopted the theme of the phrase, "Audacity of Hope," into his party's keynote address in 2004, and later the phrase, "The Audacity of Hope," became the title of his second book. And in 2008, this young man became the 44th president of the United States and was reelected in 2012. His name is Barack Obama, and his pastor's name is the Reverend Jeremiah Wright, who served at Trinity United Church of Christ in Chicago and now retired. My brothers and sisters in Christ, hope is not mere positive thinking, saying half-filled cup rather than half-empty cup. Hope was born when the humanity needed a savior. Hope is still born in our barrenness and in our desperate situations. And hope always will be born through Christ Jesus, who is our living hope. 1 Peter 1:3 says, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. By his great mercy, he has given us a new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Hope. We have this hope because of Jesus Christ, who came to us as our hope. And your Advent journey begins with this hope. Thanks be to God. Amen.